Veteran coach here from across Northwest Missouri is Lee Warford. He is the head coach of the Pattonsburg Lady Panthers for the 2022-2023 season. Pattonsburg started 0-3, had a couple of losses at the Albany tournament, but came back, I think it was last night. Yeah, last night. Got a victory at Winston, 49-41. Congrats, Coach Warford. You start 0-3, you start getting a little bit nervous. That was a good one to get for the girls, I'm sure.
Well, our girls were really need to get a win, and with this young, inexperienced team we've got, I really thought maybe getting the first win might be one of the hardest things that they'll have happen to them all year. And they finally got that off their back, and they played decent last night and led from start to finish, and they came out with a win, and they feel pretty good about themselves today, I think.
Yeah, it looks like certainly one of the better young scoring guards in the area is going to be Addie Henke of Princeton. Defensively, you've been real good for three games, but I'm going to guess that Henke in that game that you had against Princeton at the Albany tournament was just a pretty difficult stop.
Yeah, she was difficult for us to stop, and I watched some other team's player, what they did, and they made it difficult for her to score, but she was still able to get to the basket. And if we see them again in February, which we do, we'll just have to try something different with her. Of course, we've kind of got a pretty good little scorer ourselves and a sophomore guard here at Pattonsburg, and I'm kind of proud of.
Now, who is the sophomore that you have this year, Coach?
Caitlin Jones.
Gotcha.
She didn't start. This is her first year starting, and she hit for 29. Last night she had 27 against Gallatin, had a hiccup game against Worth County, but she's still averaging right on the 20-point mark.
Yeah, you got into a really close game with Worth County. You fell by two in that one in the consolation round at Albany, 43-41. How beneficial is it, not your first time coaching basketball, obviously, when you get a young team and they get into a close game in the fourth quarter, everything is kind of magnified. How beneficial is that experience for the girls moving forward?
Well, I think our kids learned a lot from a Worth County loss, and I hate to say it, they may have learned more from the loss than they would have from a win. We were down 10 with about 3 minutes to go, and we cut it back to two, and next thing you know, everybody's cranking shots from everywhere, and nobody's moving, everybody's wanting the ball, everybody's wanting to shoot, we're rushing shots, and they learned a little bit from that, I think, and last night they stayed a little bit calmer down the stretch, but still not where we would like for it to be.
One of the nice things here with the rest of the week, Coach, is you got on the bus to Albany last week, and these aren't long bus rides. You went to Gallatin on the 22nd, you went to Winston last night, but you get to stay at home. You get to play in the dome tonight and along with Wednesday, and I'm sure or Friday rather. I'm sure the girls are looking forward to having some home games.
Oh, we always like to be home in the dome.
Absolutely.
It's been a good place for us.
Been a while since I've been in that place, but it's one of my favorite places to broadcast from. You got Tri-County.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, Tri-County at Pattonsburg tonight. What do you know about the Lady Mustangs, Coach? Any scouting report?
I just pulled them up on Mesha. I saw that they are, I believe, 1-2, and still have, I believe, one returning starter from last year, Turner Girl, inside. And, of course, I was retired last year, and so I didn't follow a whole lot of the other teams around the area. I just kind of followed Pattonsburg. So I really don't know a whole lot about them.
I tell you, coaches after coaches, and I understand it because you don't have a whole lot to go with resume-wise, but every coach that I run into in December say, hey, we need to worry about ourselves. Well, we'll kind of figure things out as we go when it comes to game night, but we need to make sure we're playing well on game night.
Yeah, and that's just where we are. We're still trying to establish a little bit of an identity, and I think they will get there. I saw seven really, really good minutes last night at the start of the game that I thought, okay, we've got this figured out. And then it kind of slipped away from us. Then towards the end of the game, it kind of came back.
Gilman City, I saw against Trenton, and they had a real good chance of upsetting Trenton and lost by three at the Gallatin tournament. So I was pretty impressed by the Lady Hawks. I think they're going to do some damage this year. To me, I think that there's always rivalry, too, between Gilman and Pattonsburg. That should be Friday night, pretty fun night.
It should be, and I have watched the Gilman girls and realized they've got some players who can can play basketball. And then now that they're juniors, seniors, you know, it's kind of time for them to step up. And I think they are, and it'll be a tough game for us.
Yeah, a couple of home games for rest of the week, Tuesday and Friday for Pattonsburg. This is Coach Lee Warford. Coach, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
Thank you very much.